kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate everybody tuning in on The Weekend. So here are the rules of engagement for the program. They're pretty simple. I think we've dumbed them down for the American public, which I'm beginning to believe the entire world's just become a bunch of just a globe of dumbasses. God's looking down on this planet going, what did I do? I have screwed up. Or we've screwed up. I don't think he's screwed up. I think we've screwed up. So we've got rules of engagement for the program, and they're pretty simple. Number one, if I say something or there's a topic or you think I've misstated something, you've got whatever your commentary question might be, you can simply text that by texting the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103, 33103. And that text line is open regardless of when your local affiliate might be airing the program. Or if you might be listening on the podcast, it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I look at it several times throughout the day. I look at it all the time throughout the program. So feel free to send me a text message whenever you want to. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, 33103. Then the second thing is, if you'd like to follow me on, this would have been a fun time to be following me on Twitter. In fact, we're going to talk about a couple of Twitter battles I had this week. If you want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, any of the social media platforms, if you would like to see some of the stories that we talk about that we post up on the website, if you would like to find a local affiliate in your area that carries The Weekend with Michael Brown, if you would like to, let's see, what am I missing? If you'd like to find the podcast, I know you can get the podcast everywhere, but you can also find that in a one-stop shop called MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. That's the website for everything about The Weekend with Michael Brown. I would mention this. I'm going to do this for several weeks just to remind everybody that in terms of the podcast, we have conflated and put together the weekday podcast and the weekend podcast all into one place you can subscribe to everything. So if you're looking for the podcast for this program, look for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. That includes The Weekend with Michael Brown, so everything's in one place. So you subscribe to one, you get everything. It's like a twofer. It's like two for one. So that is also at MichaelSaysGoHere.com, or, as the cool kids like to say, wherever you get your podcasts. So let's start. There is, I got a little owned. I will admit that I got a little owned this week over the so-called Trans Day, Day of Vengeance, the Trans Day of Vengeance, whatever it was called. And a local private school, I think it might have been a Catholic school, I don't know, it doesn't really make any difference. But the superintendent or the headmaster, whatever it might be, of this local school, tweeted out that they had shut down school on Friday. They had closed Friday because of threats. Now, there were rumors going all up and down around Denver about there might be, a bunch of activists that might try to shut down I-25, or as deference to all of you in California, I call it the 25, just to irritate people in Colorado. So they were going to maybe block I-25, the interstate, which is a main thoroughfare north and south through Denver. And they were going to disrupt the Colorado State Legislature. They were going to do all of these things. And they were all rumors. Nothing was substantiated. It was just a rumor. But there was, and there has been, for many, many years, on the Friday before, or I should say the day before, usually March 31st, so the day before April 1, April Fool's Day, there has been a day called the Trans Day of, you know, Trans Day of, well, let me look up, what do they call it? Trans Day of, I got the story right in front of me, and I've already forgotten what it's called. International Transgender Day of Visibility. International Transgender Day of Visibility. Well, on Twitter and on a lot of social media platforms, that had morphed into the International Transgender Day of Vengeance. And it was all over the interwebs. You couldn't go on any social media platform without seeing posters about the Transgender Day of Vengeance. Now, truth be told, I don't really know, even to this date, even having dug into it even more, whether this was trolling. Now, let me back up. Hang with me for a second. Let me tell you first why this is important. Because we have kind of crossed the Rubicon in terms of transgenderism and transgender rights and the whole issue of transgender people in our nation and in the world writ large. And the response to that has been twofold. One, people in embracing the right of people to do that, which I do. Let me say that as a conservative slash libertarian slash Christian slash cisgender white guy, if you're over the age of 18 and you want to change your plumbing, well, call somebody that cares, and it's not me. I don't care. I think that it is something you really ought to get, you know, psychological and serious counseling about before you do it. But you're an adult, and if you want to do it, and that's your thing, then I'm not going to stand in your way. But here's where I do draw the line. I draw the line where parents and the medical profession, because I think they're in cahoots. I think some parents are so, and I refuse to use the word woke. Woke is just way overused. But they're so afraid of not being perceived as being, you know, kind of with it, not being perceived as being cool, not being perceived as being, you know, modern and, you know, whatever modern means in the year 2023, that rather than just let their kids kind of struggle, I mean, get them counseling, get them help, but if your young daughter is going to be a tomboy, let them be a tomboy. And if your young boy, your young male child, is a little effeminate, let them be that. That is actually part of growing up. But where I draw the line is this idea that a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old, for that matter, even 17-year-old, ought to be able to, without parental guidance, without some sort of, you know, really serious counseling before they make the decision, I don't think doctors ought to be allowed to just go in and alter someone's plumbing, you know, turn a boy into a girl or girl into a boy, which you actually cannot do except superficially. And so there's been a lot of pieces of legislation introduced that will prohibit that. And I'm perfectly okay with that. We don't let people under the age of 18 drink alcohol, actually under the age of 21, but we certainly don't let people under the age of 18 in Colorado drink alcohol or smoke marijuana. You've got to go through a whole learning process before you can even get a learner's permit to start driving a vehicle. You can't purchase a firearm under the age of 18. That's ostensibly against the law, although I could get a 15-year-old to go to a certain part of Denver and get me a illegal gun in 15 minutes probably. So we already decide that there are certain things that people under the age of emancipation, 18 or 21, that they ought not to be able to do at all, or certainly ought not to be able to do without the consent of the parents. And I think that changing your plumbing from male to female or female to male is one of those things. So there, we've kind of reached this, or as I said, we've kind of crossed this Rubicon about whether or not that's something that is acceptable in modern society. And those who are transgender, Now, I personally don't know that I know of, I should say, I guess I should be careful about how you phrase this. I don't know that I know of anyone who is transgender. I do, however, know parents of transgender children. But every single one of them is an adult. I don't know whether I've told you the story or not, but one of my doctors, it's my primary care physician, he and I were talking one day, and because he listens to my weekday program all the time, and he said, you know, I want you to know, because I hear you talking about the whole issue of transgenderism. He says, I'm right there with you, but I want you to know that I have a transgender daughter that's now a man. And I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. So tell, you know, do you want to expound on it? Tell me more about it, because I was genuinely curious. And he said, yes, when she was growing up, she was pretty much a tomboy. And we just let her be a tomboy. But she's now, I think, maybe close to 30 years old. She didn't transition until she was like at least 25. But prior to, you know, when she was back, you know, under their care and supervision, it was never even a thought that they might. And he's a medical doctor. There was not even a thought that we might entertain or seek out to have her genitals altered. We just let her be a tomboy. And were there struggles? Yeah, there were struggles with it. And then as she got older, then she sought counseling, and she went through all sorts of psychological counseling before she made the mature individual decision to transition from female to male. And I found the story fascinating, primarily because they did what I think parents should do. Every kid struggles with issues. Kids have all sorts of identity issues when they're growing up. And that's part of growing up and discovering and figuring out who you are and what you are. So we've kind of crossed, and I know I've said it three times now, we've crossed the Rubicon, where now if you dare say that you believe that that is a decision that ought to be made as an adult, as opposed to as a child, or that if a child is going to do it, that there ought to be some sort of medical ethics that require that you go through a process to make certain that this is clearly what you want, because there is a whole detransitioning movement going on at the same time that transgenderism is coming to the forefront. Detransitioning is likewise coming to the forefront. And I've read a stat. I haven't verified the stat, but the stat is that some 40%, which is a huge number, some 40% of people who transgender either commit suicide or engage in some sort of self-harm. Now that's a horrendous number. Even if the raw number, let's just say 1,000, there are 1,000 transgender, you know, people in the world or in the country, if 40% of them either commit suicide or inflict some sort of self-harm, that means 400 out of 1,000 are regretting or having problems psychologically with what they did. So I think it's a really serious medical, psychological issue that ought to be treaded upon and with very, very carefully. So to the story. The story in Denver was, because of what happened in Nashville, and then because of the International Transgender Day of Visibility, which was supposed to be yesterday, and for those of you listening later, I'm talking about Friday, March 31st, the school shut down. And the headmaster of that school posted a video that said because of, and it was very generic. The video has since been taken down, which leads me to believe that maybe he overreacted. But the wording was such that he had received information from law enforcement. He didn't say local law enforcement. He didn't say the local police department. He didn't say the local sheriff. Just law enforcement. So me trying to put two and two together decided that perhaps he was talking about what was going on kind of across the world, particularly in the United States, about the International Transgender Day of Visibility. And I got into an argument with a local reporter about it. So when we get back, what I want to talk to you about is, what is the source? What is the origination of this meme about Transgender Day of Vengeance or Transgender Day of Visibility? Because I think it'll help you understand that sometimes there's a little bit of truth on both sides, and somewhere in the middle lies the real truth. The real truth about the Transgender Day of Visibility, coming up next. I'll be right back.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Turtle Bay's 31st Annual Spring Plant Sale features heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, trees, California natives, and much more, specializing in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about this Transgender Day of Dungeon. It's a meme. So what is a meme? A meme is basically, it's a picture, an image, a video, might be a piece of text. It's usually either satirical, funny, parody, and it's copied and it's spread out all over social media. And oftentimes there are different variations of it. And memes also at times represent an element of a culture or a subculture, or it's a system of behavior that's passed, you know, among different, you know, groups of people, different kind of cliques or whatever. So that's a meme. And memes are really prevalent, I think more so, since the advent of social media than ever before. So the meme that was being passed around about the International Day of Transnational or Transgender Day of Vengeance, keep getting all messed up, was according to one article, the most objective article that I found says that it's a phrase, the Transgender Day of Vengeance, that was repurposed. Now, this article goes on to be objective, but when you first hear what they say, you'll think, oh, well, we know where they're coming from. It's a mean phrase long used in the transgender community that has been repurposed by right-wing media to increase scapegoating of the transgender community. But what does it mean, really? Okay, so they start out, they obviously are pro-transgender, and they believe that right-wing media, which I guess that would include me, have taken it and used it against trans. Well, I'm not using it against trans. I'm using it against violence. You see, anytime that someone tries to convince me of their point of view, and they use violence to do so, you've lost the argument. You've just utterly lost the argument. Do I think violence sometimes is, now listen to me very carefully, do I sometimes think that violence is necessary? Yeah, like to protect yourself. Or in case of a war, sometimes violence is necessary. But when it comes to social issues, we've got a mechanism in this country with which to deal with social issues. It's called voting. And you don't need violence to deal with social issues. You go back to, I mean, what did Dr. King preach? Nonviolence, right? Nonviolent protests. Very, very effective. So this author writes that the scapegoating of the transgender community continues in the wake of the school shooting in Nashville, which left six dead, and committed by a person believed to have been a transgender man. Right-wing propagandists, including those at the Daily Mail, a British newspaper, have seized on the mean phrase Transgender Day of Vengeance, as well as clips and videos from little-known social media accounts created by trans people who participate in American gun culture, which I found fascinating in and of itself, to further solidify the narrative that trans people represent a violent threat and encourage backlash against the transgender rights movement. Let's just say that's true at face value. Then that means that trans people themselves are trolling anti-trans people to try to get them to react. But here are the facts. The International Transgender Day of Visibility is indeed an annual awareness-raising event held every year on March 31st. It was created in 2010. It's been around for 13 years now. It was created by an American trans activist who was trying to bring attention to positive stories and voices in the transgender community. Within just a few years, this author writes, some members of the trans community, particularly trans women, had also begun using the day as a time to discuss their complicated relationship with visibility and the way that hypervisibility and hypersexualization of trans women felt frightening and harmful. It's unclear who first used the phrase Transgender Day of Vengeance as a challenge and response to the sanitized assimilationist feel of the Transgender Day of Vengeance or Visibility, but the trans feminist hardcore band Gloss, G-L-O-S-S, released an album and a track titled Transgender Day of Revenge in 2016. So the author concludes, who is, remember, pro-trans.
Two dogs, Sam and Bailey, both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Two simple rules of engagement. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And to find out all the other stuff about the program, the podcast, affiliates, whatever you need, social media, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Michaelsaysgohere.com. So I, real quickly, so this transgender day of revenge is indeed actually a real thing. Now, the author of the article goes on to point out that it was also intended as a joke. But the problem with the intention of a joke is that it comes on the heels of a transgender person actually murdering 6 people, including 3 children, at a Catholic school in Nashville. That's the problem. You conflate the two, but you don't even have to conflate the two. They occur simultaneously. So for people to make a logical conclusion that what is intended as a meme, as a joke, as a way of, you know, trying to say we're anything but violent, on the same week that that horrific event of violence occurred, everything is lost in translation. Everything is simply lost in translation. So back to the little kerfuffle that I had on Twitter. So the point that ends up being made is simply this. Left-leaning media, true in Denver as it is anywhere else, would then take my question about, well, why did you post that this headmaster who put up that they had closed the school because of a threat of violence in Colorado, why did you not reach out to him? Now, the reporter came back and said, we did reach out to them, but they wouldn't talk to us. Well, then why did you assume that it was just local law enforcement when all over the country and all over the interwebs, all over social media, there were these memes about a transgender day of vengeance? Sometimes the line between parody and humor gets lost, particularly when it's tied to real world events going on in that moment, which is kind of the scourge of social media. So what does all of that have to do with the fact that transgenderism has become kind of this way of, what's the best way? I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. It has become a way of, once again, taking what is a serious medical, psychological issue and politicizing it, and rather than trying to deal with it in a rational, humane manner, we throw it into the world of politics, which is really not very humane and certainly is not rational. You know, bear with me here. You know, the president boasts that guns can't be used to defend liberty because he has the power to deploy F-15s against us. Now, despite getting his clock cleaned by, you know, savages and scandals, he's failed to grasp the concept of asymmetrical warfare. You know, others understand that even a child's incidental laughter poses a threat to the ruling elite. That's why teenager Makani Tran is a Asian name, not trans as in transgender, was kicked out of a Pokemon trading game tournament in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tran, who, according to the story, took time off from school, spent $800 to participate in the tournament, and was brought to tears when the head judge told him that he was disqualified from the event due to allegedly violating their inclusion policy. Well, how did he violate their inclusion policy? Well, Makani Tran goes on to explain. On our way over to the stream area, the judge asked us for our preferred pronoun. I said, he or him or, and I paused trying to think of the third pronoun, his, he, him, his. So he was thinking, I've always kind of joked that someone asks me what my pronouns are. They're F and they're you. Those are my two pronouns. So don't ask me what my pronouns are. And I don't mean the word, I mean the two words, I mean F and U. Just the two letters. Those are my pronouns. So here's this kid kind of caught off guard at a Pokemon tournament being asked, what are your preferred pronouns? And he's kind of, and as he says, I paused trying to think of the third pronoun, his. As I just stood there looking stupid trying to think of the third pronoun, I felt embarrassed because I was failing to think of a simple word. But due to my nerves and being embarrassed, I let out a little laugh, just a normal nervous laugh. My response together ended up being, he or him or his. That's it, his. The judge didn't think it was funny. The judge thought he was laughing at the absurdity of being asked to display his adherence to transsexualism by stating his pronouns. This is how absurd it's become. Okay, I just wanted to check to be safe, said the judge, according to Mr. Tran's version. I go by they, them, so don't be a jerk about it. That's apparently what the judge said. So Tran was escorted off the game stage by the head judge, to whom he was trying to explain his nerves had caused him to laugh. Now, according to the team, he was 5-0 at the tournament, was given a sixth-round matchup against a well-known player by the name of Alex Szymanski. Well, what's the lesson to learn from this? There is no humor. There is no misinterpretation. There is no leeway whatsoever. And in fact, there is no room for any alternative viewpoint. And that's the trap that transgenderism is putting us in now. Let me reiterate. If you're over the age of 18 or 21, and you decide to change your plumbing, you're asking the wrong guy if you want my opinion about whether you should do it or not. And I mean this as plain as it can be. I don't care. I don't care. If my own grandson or granddaughter or my own son or daughter, or even a very close friend of mine came to me and asked me about it, my response would be pretty much the same. Well, have you considered all the ramifications of doing so? Because I'm not going to tell you to do it or not do it. All I'm going to ask you to do is really get the kind of counseling, medical, psychological, whatever kind of therapy is appropriate, to help you make a rational decision about whether you really want to go through with it and whether or not you truly understand all of the short and long-term consequences of doing so. Otherwise, once you've done all of that and you make the decision to do it or don't do it, my position is still, I don't care. As long as you made a rational decision based upon medical evidence, psychological evidence, psychiatric evidence, whatever, social evidence, whatever it might be, and if that's the decision you make, then okay, call somebody that cares. But that's not where we are in the country anymore. Someone like me, probably someone like you, who doesn't care or thinks that this is being shoved in our faces and we really don't want any of this stuff shoved in our faces, live and let live, that's where the problem comes in. Because we're being forced like Mr. Tran. In fact, Mr. Tran paid a price for it. Here he was apparently a pretty darn good Pokemon player and was, advancing in the tournament. And because he nervously laughed because he couldn't think of the word his when giving his pronouns, he's kicked out. He's escorted out of the tournament. Now, let me propose this question to you. Can someone, and text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, can someone explain to me, in rational terms, why? Now, I already believe that it's not, so I'm not asking for people to reiterate what my position already is. And my position is, I don't think that your preferred pronouns have anything to do with the Pokemon tournament. Well, for that matter, any other tournament. whatever your preferred pronouns are may entirely be different from what your actual pronouns are. But it has nothing to do with your qualifications, your ability to do, or anything. So what's the rationale? Because I think when you start trying to think about what the rationale is of those who are shoving this in our faces and why suddenly it's reached warp speed in terms of cultural issues, you have to ask yourself, what's the agenda? What's the purpose? Why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are we once again dividing people up into different identity verticals, and everybody has to fit into a vertical, and if you don't acknowledge that vertical, if you don't recognize that vertical, if you don't bow down and genuflect to that vertical, then you must be either a racist or whatever phobe you want to attach to the word, to the descriptor. It's awful what we're doing to ourselves culturally. I would challenge everyone listening to this program to check themselves, to check themselves this way. When you encounter anyone, and I could give you 1,000 stereotypes, anytime you encounter anyone that fits a stereotype, whether that's based on the way they dress, the way they look, the way they act, their mannerisms, their gait, their gestures, anything you could possibly imagine, the style of their hair, the style of their clothing, whatever it might be, you know you make a judgment. You know, because of what's been forced into us, you make a judgment. And my challenge would be, stop it. I know it's impossible, but at least be cognizant of it. At least think about it, that perhaps, you know, when I make those little micro judgments based on all those different attributes I just described, we're actually capitulating to that identity politics that is so pervasive in our society. And the only way to stop it is if each of us individually quit making those judgments. I know it's, as I say, it's virtually impossible to do. You know why? Because we're all human. And we all look at somebody and we instantaneously, subconsciously make judgments about other people. But the least we could do is stop making the judgments based on all of these different verticals that the progressive left is sticking us into and saying, if you don't fit any of those, then you must be, what's the word? Racist. No, actually we're not. We're human beings. We're just simply human beings. Trump's been indicted. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House, the Democratic congressman from San Francisco now, tweeted out something about it. And that short little tweet is simply amazing because it tells you exactly the mindset and what's wrong with our judicial system today. Before we take a break, though, I want to remind you that I conceal carry firearms. I've used guns my entire life since I was 6 years old. I want you to know about Hero 2020. Hero is the maker of the award-winning Hero 2020 and now the short little size of a remote control product called the Arrow. Both of these are non-lethal products that give you the opportunity to defend yourself in a non-lethal way from an attacker. They both shoot either a red pepper gel or a pepper spray, causes your assailant to drop just writhing in pain, and allows you to escape the situation. As I say, they're non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I carry one, and I've given them to friends and family members. And I want you to get one for yourself today, for yourself, your friends, a family member, maybe a daughter off at college or a son that works a late shift, whatever it might be. Go to this website, hero2020.com, hero2020.com. Put in the coupon code Brown for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. The Nancy Pelosi tweet coming up next.
Dad. David in Pennsylvania writes in to tell us about his experience with Relief Factor. I tried Relief Factor for hip pain and was surprised that it also helped relieve my shoulder and foot discomfort. After taking it for a month, I stopped. And sure enough, the pain returned. So I started taking Relief Factor again, and within a week, the pain was relieved. I'm now taking Relief Factor daily. Well, thank you, David. You know, I've heard your story before, people stopping and then starting again because it works. As you all know, I had trouble with aches and pains, and climbing steps was brutal. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for the highly discounted price of $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Try it for yourself and see what all these people are talking about. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Specializing in drought-tolerant Thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org. Turtle Bay's 31st Annual Spring Plant Sale features heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, trees, California natives, and much more. Specializing in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Rob Lib, co-host to the Ask Elle Talk Show. And we're here also tonight with our...
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Thank you. Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free.
Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Our message and our mission is really simple. The people come first and the paperwork will come second.
And the governor's comments courtesy of KATV. Former President Trump is said to be upset but not worried about being indicted in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Trump's lawyers said they were initially shocked to learn of the indictment because they don't believe a crime was committed. In a round of news media interviews, the former president's lawyer said Trump was upset and angry about facing criminal charges, but not worried, and that he's ready to fight. After being indicted, Trump accused the Manhattan DA of engaging in political persecution and election interference. Greg Clugston reporting.
Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about China's ongoing persecution of the minority Muslim Uyghurs,
which is sort of the largest ethno-religious incarceration since the Holocaust. It's unbelievable. And from that hearing emerged a variety of policy recommendations that we're going to be able to run with on the select committee.
Gallagher says anybody can learn more about the crisis by watching the recorded video of the hearing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Major League hopefuls are voting to unionize.
More than 99% of minor leaguers who voted ratified their first collective bargaining agreement with Major League Baseball ahead of the season start. About 5,500 players are in the bargaining unit, and MLB owners expected to vote on the agreement next week. Minimum salaries will rise to $19,800 at rookie ball, $26,200 at low Class A, $27,300 at high Class A and Double A, and to $35,800 at Triple A. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Just years after labor activists persuaded a handful of states to raise their minimum wage to $15 an hour, some workers now complain their hard-won gains have been erased by inflation. New York, California, and Massachusetts are now among the states where legislation has already been filed to boost the minimum wage to $20 or more. Opponents say that would be detrimental to some small business owners. Breaking news at townhall.com. The wind power industry expects rapidly accelerating growth this year after a challenging 2022. Correspondent Jeremy House takes a closer look.
The Global Wind Energy Council in Brussels says in its annual wind report that incentives and policy changes should help overcome factors that slowed the industry last year. The International Trade Association also said growth will be fueled by concern about climate change and the security of energy supplies due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The council is projecting 680 gigawatts of new onshore and offshore capacity by 2027, enough to power about 657 million homes annually. Jeremy House reporting.
A U.S. appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling that Tesla CEO Elon Musk violated federal labor law by tweeting that employees of the electric vehicle maker could lose stock options if they joined a union. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
On a Saturday or Sunday on a podcast, doesn't make any difference. You can text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I don't necessarily respond to every text message, but I read every single text message. And oftentimes, text messages are great sources of information for me and great sources of topics. Sometimes send me off on a tangent, down a rabbit hole somewhere. So always feel free to text the program by simply texting the word Mike or Michael to 33103. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you want to follow me on social media, you want to find a local affiliate, the time they air the program, any of that, there's a one-stop shop website called MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. And I'm going to remind you about the podcast. You subscribe to the podcast anywhere by subscribing to The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you both the weekday podcast and the weekend podcast. All in one subscription, so you don't have to go back and forth. And you can do that at the website, too, MichaelSaysGoHere.com, or obviously, as the cool kids say, wherever podcasts are available. I told you in the first hour about memes. And the definition of a meme is it's a picture, it's an image, it's a video, a video clip. It might even be just a graphic with text in it. And it's humorous, it's parody, it's satirical. It's usually copied and spread all over the internet primarily through social media, but you can find them on websites. We use memes sometimes in radio. Memes are an expression of, they're an expression of someone's opinion, a point of view. It's, in my opinion, protected speech, protected by the First Amendment. Congress, and by virtue of the 14th Amendment, any government shall make no law abridging the right of freedom of speech. It's pretty simple. And I'm pretty much an absolutist when it comes to free speech. I think you ought to be able to say just about anything other than actually trying to incite violence. And people say, well, if you're an absolutist, then how's that? Because there are even times that I question when people claim that language is inciting violence. Really? Because I can go out and scream all the time that I want somebody dead. I want you to go kill somebody. I want you to go kill somebody. Do I really? Am I really trying to get just anybody at large to go kill a particular person. It's really questionable criminal behavior. But back to the memes, because this is truly, in my opinion, a knife in the back of the First Amendment. There's a meme maker whose name is Douglas Mackey. Douglas Mackey went by the name of The Ricky Vaughn on Twitter. So you may not know the name Douglas Mackey, but if you're involved on Twitter at all, you may know the Twitter account The Ricky Vaughn. He decided, and I just want you to say, before I tell you what he did, I want you to know that he wasn't the first person to do this. That people on the other side of the political spectrum have done it also. And I'll give you those examples in a minute. But he decided to lampoon Democrat Party voters by creating and posting a picture that they could vote simply by texting. And remember, this is 2016. By simply texting the word Hillary to a cell phone number, and then you wouldn't have to wait hours in line. So he put together this, you know, this little meme that, hey, Democrat voters, you know, don't waste your time standing in line. You can just text the word Hillary to this number and make every vote count. I mean, it's, let me just put it this way. Does anybody, and if you do, but does anybody believe that you can vote in a government election by texting someone's name to a number? You'd have to be a complete moron to believe that. And I mean that sincerely. If you're dumb enough to believe that, oh, I can just text the name Hillary. Yeah, it's, you know, hey, by the way, if you text the word Mike to 33103, everybody gets $1,000. Well, that's patently absurd. Text the word Mike to 33103 and send me $1,000. How about that? So he posted that to his Twitter feed. And his Twitter feed, if you read it, looked through it, followed it, as I did, it was known for being one of the most satirical sites, one of the most satirical accounts, I should say, on Twitter. This week he was convicted in a Brooklyn, New York courtroom on a charge of, you ready for this? Conspiracy against rights. Did you know that was a crime? Conspiracy against rights. The U.S. Attorney's Office called his scheme to deprive individuals of their constitutional right to vote. Here's what the actual press release from the Eastern District of New York said. Douglas Mackey, also known as Ricky Vaughn, was convicted today by a federal jury in Brooklyn on the charge of conspiracy against rights, stemming from his scheme to deprive individuals of their constitutional right to vote. Let's just pause for a moment. If I were to say that someone is working to deprive someone of their constitutional right, what goes through your head? I can think what goes through mine. Someone is actively working to block someone from casting a ballot. You're stealing their ballot. You are preventing them from getting out of their home. You're blocking their entryway to a polling place. You're doing something to affirmatively prevent someone from voting. Go back to prior to the civil rights, a poll tax. Oh, you're a black person? You want to vote? It's going to cost you $25. That is an affirmative action trying to affirmatively prevent someone from voting, from denying their right to vote. But that's how the U.S. Attorney's Office described it. They say, this is the press release again. The verdict followed a one-week trial before a United States District Judge Ann Donnelly. When sentenced, he faces a maximum of 10 years in prison. Quote, Mackey has been found guilty by a jury of his peers of attempting to deprive individuals from exercising their sacred right to vote for the candidate of their choice in the 2016 presidential election. Today's verdict proves that the defendant's fraudulent actions crossed a line into criminality and flatly rejects his cynical attempt to use the constitutional right of free speech as a shield for his scheme to subvert the ballot box and suppress the vote. Now, here are some facts about Mackey. He had about 58,000 followers, which in the grand scheme of things is pretty good, but in the grand scheme of Twitter users, is certainly above average, but not anywhere near the hundreds of thousands that a lot of Twitter people have. I have a mere 16,000, and I consider that to be pretty darn good. A February 2016 analysis by the MIT Media Lab ranked Mackey as the 107th most important influencer of the then upcoming presidential election. So if you took all of the influencers on Twitter that were tweeting about the 2016 election, he wasn't even the top 100. He was the 107th most influential. Now, what do they mean by most influential? Well, probably the most read, the most followed, the most entertaining, the most humorous, the most satirical. That's what it takes to be an influencer on Twitter. Now, the press release says this. As proven at trial, between September 16 and November 16, he conspired with other influential Twitter users and with members of private online groups to use social media platforms, including Twitter, to disseminate fraudulent messages that encourage supporters of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to, quote, vote via text message or social media, which in reality was legally invalid. No feces, Sherlock, really? You mean you can't text a person's name and have that count as a vote? I renew my question, Your Honor, and I would say to the jury, do you really think that people are stupid enough to do that? Now, let me tell you, secretly, I do think some people are stupid enough to do that. But is it the responsibility of everybody else to not make fun of them? Look, if I can't make fun of stupid people, I might as well just go home, because I love making fun of stupid people. Because stupid people are a dredge on our society. Well, Michael, I know some stupid people, and that's awfully harsh. Well, why don't you go help educate them? Why don't you go be a true friend to them and try to explain to them that, you know what, you know you have to cast a ballot to vote, right? You know, I guess my question to the audience, to all of you, would be this. Think I'm wrong? Do you honestly think that I'm wrong, that someone who posts a meme to Twitter on an obviously satirical site, it would be like somebody reading the Babylon Bee or reading The Onion and thinking, oh, that's a true story. You got to be some kind of stupid to think that. On or about before Election Day, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, at least 4,900 unique telephone numbers actually texted the word Hillary or some derivative to the text number. I'm not going to put it out on there. Which had been used in multiple deceptive captive images tweeted by Mackey and his co-conspirators. Several hours after tweeting the first image, Mackey tweeted an image depicting a woman seated at a conference table typing a message on her cell phone. The deceptive image was written in Spanish and mimicked a font used by the Clinton campaign in inauthentic ads. The image also included a copy of the Clinton campaign's logo and the I'm with her hashtag. Wow. This is where we've reached a new low in America. Now, the judge, Ann Donnelly, appointed by Obama, presided over the trial, which lasted a week, that Twitter users are now pointing to a direct infringement of their First Amendment rights. And I agree. So I'm looking at one of the memes. In the back is a Hillary poster. African Americans, Hillary for president. And there's a picture of, I think it's Michelle Obama, but I'm not quite sure. And it says, avoid the line, vote from home. Text, quote, Hillary, close quote, to, and there's the number. And under that says, vote for Hillary and be a part of history. And it's got the little Hillary, remember her little H logo? It's got that over there in the corner. You know, if you're dumb enough to fall for that, then perhaps you probably shouldn't be voting anyway. And to now criminalize that kind of parody, that kind of satire, means that, yeah, free speech may be over. Comedy is certainly over. Satire is certainly over. He faces 10 years in prison. He'll be sentenced this coming August. And though his lawyers, as they always do, claim that they are optimistic about his chances, I don't know. But let's talk about interference. When we get back, we'll talk about interference. But before I tell you about interference, you know, I'm a lawyer by training. I don't practice law anymore, but still have my law degree, still have my license. And I know the importance of protecting myself and my assets from lawsuits. Now, if you have a trust or an estate plan, that's a good first step. But those trusts and estate plans are not safe from frivolous lawsuits or creditors putting things like your assets and various bank accounts into jeopardy. Blake Harris Law helps high net worth individuals set up and protect your assets and your money from those who would like to take it in a lawsuit. Blake Harris Law adds additional layers of security and protection over your hard-earned assets that you will not get in a traditional trust or estate plan. Now, this is not about tax evasion. This is simply about making sure that what you have earned stays yours and you don't have to worry about people suing you. It's about making sure that you have your money when you want it, and Blake Harris can show you how to do that. Now, I know you've got questions, so I want you to call for a free consultation. Call Blake Harris at this number right now, 833-ASK-BLAKE, 833-ASK-BLAKE, or go online at BlakeHarrisLaw.com, BlakeHarrisLaw.com. Election interference, that's next.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Sellers at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I sincerely appreciate everybody tuning in. So we're talking about this gentleman by the name, by the name of Doug Mackey, Douglas Mackey. Posts a meme to Twitter back before the 2016 presidential election, encouraging stupid people to text the word Hillary to a certain number, and you can avoid the waiting in line to vote. Make your vote count. I'm with her. Hashtag I'm with her. Hashtag go Hillary. And it's just funny because, as somebody sent me a text message, you know, if you're dumb enough to do that, you shouldn't be voting in the first place. Well, that's kind of my point. It's clearly to anyone who has any common sense whatsoever that it's a joke. For example, if there really were, and man, I would be so opposed to this, a way to text your vote in, don't you think that that would be like news forever? They would be talking about it forever and ever and ever and ever, because hey, now you can just sit at your phone and you can just vote. And if you don't know how to vote, just hand it to your dumbass friend sitting next to you and have them vote for you. It's clearly absurd, and it is clearly satire and parody. But here's what's interesting. You know, there's always little twists and turns of these kinds of cases that never get reported, and certainly the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn is not going to talk about this. His trial was originally scheduled at the beginning of March. It was rescheduled at the beginning of March, because there were actually serious constitutional and fairness concerns. Because in the run-up to the trial, a bunch of agitators in the media had sought to demonize Mackey on their websites and in their news stories by referring to him as an anti-Semite, anti-Jewish, as a white nationalist, as a political extremist. And then one of the key witnesses for the prosecution was actually a member of one of his online groups who turns out was an undercover informant. And then there was another informant, another online troll who went by the name of Microchip, who's described as a fascist accelerationist who has expressed admiration for Adolf Hitler and Nazism, according to Mackey's lawyer. Now, I don't know this factually, but based on the different news stories that I've read about the case, we think that Microchip may have actually taken a plea deal with the government. But when we get back, I want to tell you about the hypocrisy. Do you think that somebody on the right is the only person who's ever done this? Talk about a hypocritical judicial system. That's next.
Discuss how my everyday aches and pains were affecting my daily life before I started taking Relief Factor. You've also heard me talk to you about how my friends and family have found relief from their aches and pains with Relief Factor. Well, let me tell you about Gary from California. Gary says, I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I've never felt better and will recommend Relief Factor to all my baby boomer friends. Well, thanks for writing, Gary. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guy. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to this website to follow me on social media, subscribe to the podcast, find the affiliates, times, everything you need. One-stop shop, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. So I got a great text message, but I want to hold off on the text message for just a moment because they raise a great question, and I'm going to answer it. But I first want to let me do this. Let me read you the text message, but let me wait to give you my answer to it. The text message comes from Goober number 2046. Michael, I did not follow the case that you're talking about, so I don't know the details. But it does sound like this guy was actually trying to get people to vote this way, not just posting a funny meme. Like, it sounds like he was following up and trying to really convince people to actually do this thing. Could that be different than just a First Amendment issue? I got an answer for that. But before I give you that answer, let's look at some other examples. Now, it's not difficult to find, but Mackey himself claims that, you know, my conviction, he says this in a statement. My conviction essentially means that there is no First Amendment protection of speech. If you make a meme they don't like, the federal government will come after you. It was no criminal conspiracy. It was the internet, according to his lawyer. Nobody was tricked. If a single voter was tricked, the government would have called that person as a witness. No such witness has emerged anywhere. Now, I want you to think about that. Because if you can't find a witness, he's got 58,000 followers. And the claim is that he was actually interfering in the election by preventing people from voting. You can't interfere in an election. I'm kind of giving away my answer to the text message. But if I come on air and I say, hey, guess what? You can vote for Hillary. I say it. You can vote for Hillary by texting the word Hillary to 123456. I don't think there's a person in this audience that would take me seriously. One, you would expect me to have more commentary about, oh, we're voting by text now? Or, oh, you want us to vote for Hillary? You see, when you say it, when you verbalize it, it becomes pretty obvious that it's parody and satire. And if someone fell for that and then later found out that, oh, my vote didn't count, I got a ballot and I threw it away because I texted in my vote. You don't think that the power and the reach of the federal government, particularly in collusion with the Hillary Clinton campaign, couldn't have come up with witnesses that said, yeah, I wasted my vote because I thought maybe they were too embarrassed to admit it. Instead, who did the jury hear from? They heard from a Hillary Clinton campaign staffer. Well, duh, what do you think their testimony is going to be? They also heard from the owner of the text messaging marketing service. Like when you text me, when you text the word Mike to 33103, that is a service that iHeartMedia and Premier Networks uses for so that we can do text messaging on our programs on the weekend and during the weekday. And there's a trail of all of those text messages. I can search by phone number. I can click on a phone number and see how many times you've texted me and read my responses if I've responded to any of you. There's a whole database of that. Now, we don't use it for any other reason than to talk back and forth. So what did they have to say? Yeah, we either sold that number to him, rented that number to him, and yeah, we can show you that some people texted the word Hillary to that number. Okay, I guess as the defense lawyer, my next question would be, do you know whether those people were really intending to vote for Hillary or not? Because the answer is, they can't possibly know. Any more than I can possibly know that when you text something to me, other than trying to read between the lines, looking at other things you've texted me, whether you're serious or not serious, or whether you're trolling me or not trolling me. But the U.S. attorney says that the verdict proves that the defendant's fraudulent actions crossed the line into criminality and flatly rejects his cynical attempt to use the constitutional right of speech as a shield for his scheme to subvert the ballot box and suppress the vote. Okay. Let's take that at face value. There is a two-tiered system of justice. Because at the same time that these were going on, there were other people posting similar memes. Some for Trump, some for Hillary, but it wasn't just him. It was others on the other side of the aisle, playing the same game, doing the same kind of thing. So it's clearly satire. And clearly the government could not or did not or wouldn't want to produce a witness that could testify. Yeah, I saw this poster. I was on my Twitter account, and I saw this poster, and it said I could text instead of voting, so I did that. And then I learned afterwards that my vote didn't count. Not one person. Not out of the hundreds of millions of people that voted in the 2016 election, could they produce one witness that said that they fell for it. Now, I don't know how good the defense argument was, but that would have been my primary defense argument. Okay, if this was seen as real, and if this was actual election interference, show us where the election interference is. They couldn't do it. It's another example, I think, of there is a two-tiered system here. We don't want people to be able to do these things. We don't want people to be able to go out and talk about the fact that, you know, we're making jokes about something. It's just no longer acceptable. It's no longer acceptable that anybody does anything that might be perceived by anyone anywhere as something other than funny. You know, there's a promo running on, if you watch Fox News at all, there's a promo for their online streaming service called Fox Nation. And I've not watched it yet, but there's a feature on there called The Death of Comedy. And I think we really have reached the stage in this country where comedy and satire is no longer allowed. The Babylon Bee, I've used as an example before, has been suspended from Twitter on numerous occasions for posting things that people were like, oh, is that real? It's the Babylon Bee. It's parody. It's satire. You know, it actually takes a modicum of intelligence to appreciate the humor in satire and parody. Weird Al Yankovic made an entire career on parodying songs of famous people, taking famous pop songs and turning them into a parody. Nobody, well, I can't say nobody sued him. But nobody ever challenged his right or his ability to do that. So if other people on the other side of the aisle were posting similar memes, where's the prosecution of those people? Because on the face of those tweets alone, they did exactly the same thing that Doug Mackey did. And if somebody fell for it, I don't even feel sorry for them. Because if you fall for something like that, and you can't recognize that with all of the discussion, all of the news coverage about different polling places, it's, for example, we're going through a mayoral election in Denver right now. And incessant on the news is you must mail your ballot by a certain date. If you don't mail your ballot by a certain date, then you must take it either to a polling place or to a drop box. It's just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here's how you vote, and you must do it now. nothing, zilch, not a nothing about, hey, text the name of your mayoral candidate to 123456 and don't even have to get off your fat ass and go to a drop box and drop a ballot in. You can simply do it from your phone. Just does not exist. So, yeah, I do believe that it's a violation of the First Amendment. And even if he was serious, I still think he has a First Amendment right to do it. Again, listen closely. If you're listening to me in Denver, all you have to do to vote for your favorite candidate for mayor is to text their name, just the first name. Don't have to worry, you know, we got some odd last names. Just text their first name, Billy Bob, Joe, Janice, whatever, to 123456. Go do it today. You don't have to drive and find a drop box. You don't have to drive to the post office. You don't have to waste a stamp. You can just do it by texting their name. And in fact, in the upcoming presidential election, in the primaries coming up pretty soon, you won't even have to get off your fat butt and go do that. You can just do it from, just get your phone out, get your iPad out, and text the favorite, your candidate, to 123456. Or to 33103. Just make sure you include the word Mike. You see, there. Now, I know this is inside baseball now. But why do I tell you that you have to use the word Mike or Michael to text me? Because 33103 is assigned to me, but for the computers to feed that into my system, there needs to be a keyword. And the keyword is Mike. We've got two keywords, Mike or Michael. So what do you think Doug Mackey was doing when he said text the word Hillary to this number? Because the text messaging services need a keyword to know where to direct that message. I know that's inside baseball, and maybe the average person doesn't know that or understand that. But if you've ever heard an advertisement or an advertisement on TV that says just text whatever to 123456, that's because this short messaging service, this SMS is what these systems are called, requires a keyword to make sure it gets to the right place. That's simply all that it is. So, yeah, I do think that it's a violation of the First Amendment, even if he was serious about it. Because you can be, again, it's like shouting fire in a crowded theater. You may suffer consequences from it, but you got to show the consequences. If I go to a movie theater this afternoon, and it's crowded, which would be a shocker, and I stand up and I yell fire, and nothing happens, and someone sues me for having falsely shouted fire in a crowded theater, what are the damages? Zero. Absolutely zero. If everybody just stares at me like I'm a nut job yelling fire in that crowded theater, and nobody stomps on anybody, nobody breaks a leg, nobody gets up and screams and hollers and runs out, you know, fearful for their lives. No damages. They didn't show any real damage in this case. None at all. When we get back, I'll show you some real damage. And that real damage happens to be the Inflation Reduction Act. But before we do, I want to remind you, I concealed carry. I make no bones about it. I know a lot of people want to exercise self-defense, but they don't want to carry a firearm. That's fine. I got the perfect product for you, and you can find it at Hero2020.com. Hero is the maker of these award-winning, non-lethal self-defense products. The original Hero 2020 looks like a gun, shaped like a gun, and it also has a new product called the Arrow, which is like a small remote control, like for your Apple TV maybe. Both of them shoot either a pepper gel or a pepper spray. They hit the assailant, cause them to drop in just horrible pain, gives you time to escape. It allows you to exercise self-defense in a non-lethal way and to escape that dangerous situation, call 911, and get away from your attacker. Both of these products are non-lethal. You can defend yourself from a distance. I really hope that you will get one for yourself or a loved one. Go to the website, Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Coming up next, the dangers of the Inflation Reduction Act. We're just now beginning to see it. I'll be right back.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to see Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10. And the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we were told that the Inflation Reduction Act would give us cheap green energy for only $400 billion in subsidies. Remember that? In reality, I went down a rabbit hole this week about the Inflation Reduction Act. I may carry this over to part of the next hour, too. But I went down this rabbit hole about what's it really doing. Because I keep hearing, you know, Joe Manchin's all upset, the senator from West Virginia, who was really upset because the Inflation Reduction Act was going to be $1 trillion. He thought that was just way too much. And he, by golly, I'm not going to vote for anything unless it's only $800 billion. $800 billion, $1 trillion? I mean, at that point, what difference does it make? Sound like Hillary, don't I? What difference does it make whether it's $800 billion or $1 trillion? So I started digging into it because he's really upset about subsidies for electric vehicles and some subsidies going away for the coal industry in West Virginia, for which he really kind of depends on his reelection. Well, it turns out that in reality, the Inflation Reduction Act has a limitless price tag, a limitless number of years, a limitless number of dollars per year, and is going to do limitless harm to the electrical grid. If the green sources that, let me just refer to it as the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, not the Irish Republican Army and not your individual retirement account, but the Inflation Reduction Act. I got it? Okay. If the green sources that the IRA was subsidizing were actually on the verge of being cheap, then you wouldn't need to subsidize them, right? If the IRA was going to make, say, low-carbon energy cheap, which is the only way to actually lower CO2 emissions, it would have focused on liberating low-carbon energy production from the anti-development green regulations that hold back, say, nuclear energy, geothermal energy, and natural gas. But it didn't do any of those things. So the more I read about it, the more I realized that the real goal of the IRA was to pretend to do something, which is what liberals are really good at, was to pretend to do something about global CO2 so as to wildly act to truly once again enrich green companies, which is why you see so many corporate muckety-mucks going around talking about how green their company is. Because the more green initiatives they get, the more subsidies they get for their product or services. That means that they can't even really truly compete in a real-world market. Above all, solar and wind companies, who have successfully lobbied to be paid a subsidized premium for what is really unreliable power. So why do I say that the cost is limitless? We'll stick through the break, and when we come back for a part of the next segment, I want to give you some examples about the years, the dollars, and the harm to the grid. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
What's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.